For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A dozen people shot, at least four dead at a Pittsburgh synagogue. The gunman now in custody. Three of those shot were police officers. Vice President Mike Pence says the president of Honduras tells him the migrant caravan heading to the U.S. border was organized by leftist organizations funded by groups including Venezuela.
It was organized by human traffickers and leftist groups that are, in effect, taking vulnerable people, many elderly, families, children, and marching them north without regard to their safety to make a political point and challenge the sovereignty and the territory of the United States.
Pence campaigning in the Southwest this weekend, rallying for Republican candidates in New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada. Family members of mail bombing suspect Cesar Sayoc say he's deeply troubled and extreme and says he's mentally ill and lives in a fantasy world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A lawyer representing the family of Cesar Sayoc, the man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail, tells CNN he never had an interest in politics until 2016.
Just the opposite. He had no interest in politics. His mother confirmed to me he had never voted. He never had an interest in any type of political issues. His interest was more bodybuilding, nighttime, nightclub events. It was a lifestyle of a teenager, someone who didn't have their priorities in order.
Attorney Ronald Lowy says he believes Sayoc looked to President Trump as a type of father figure. Saudi Arabia's top diplomat says the global outcry and media focus on the killing of a Saudi journalist earlier this month has become hysterical. He urged the public to wait for the results of an investigation before ascribing blame to the kingdom's top leadership. Some of those implicated in Khashoggi's killing are close to Prince Mohammed, who was the kingdom's heir apparent. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail for Democratic candidates in Wisconsin and Michigan. Speaking in Milwaukee, Obama said there are some politicians that are just inventing facts.
What we have not seen before, in our recent public life at least, is politicians just blatantly, repeatedly, baldly, shamelessly lying. Making stuff up. Calling up. Now, calling black white.
Mr. Obama railed against politicians in the state who want to take away health care from people with pre-existing conditions and lambasted politicians who say they want the tone of politics to change but don't do anything to change it. Obama also called President Trump a liar on multiple occasions. Bluebell Ice Cream introduces a new flavor created specifically for the holidays, peppermint bark. According to a tweet from the company's official Twitter account, it's a mint ice cream with white and dark chocolate chunks, and the white chocolate contains crushed peppermint candies. Bluebell regularly releases seasonal flavors. They introduced a spiced pumpkin pecan ice cream in September. The LA Dodgers beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 in Game 3 of the World Series that lasted 18 innings. Dodgers shortstop Manny Machado says losing pitcher Nathan Eovaldi held them in check until the game-winner homer by Max Muncy.
Just keep grinding. You know, obviously, it's going to take a little bit. Eovaldi threw a hell of a game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.